Yeah, bookies was exciting for us because we were all, just basically teenagers in our late teens who really hadn't had that experience. Like I said, if we had been in any bands before, they were kind of like all, sanctioned by your school or something. It was not like going to a club where there was drinking, and we were, I think, of that age finally where we could be allowed in to perform and drink or whatever. But so it was exciting for us to kind of be part of that scene and to know that we could hold our own in terms of the performers and other artists and bands that were invited to play at bookies. I'm sure we didn't make much money. I don't think we ever did it for that, but I don't remember ever making too much money. But being excited to go there and see other bands, being excited to just be seeing who was coming to town from other states, other cities, and then occasionally other countries, especially England. I remember Simple Minds played there, Gang of Four. This would have been obviously later, but they played bookies, and just some of the more memorable shows of those bands from that period I saw there at bookies.